Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, on this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to talk about homelessness in Switzerland, because despite what one might think, it is actually an issue and more people are affected by it.
Yes, that is true. Even though the problem might be invisible to many, the number of homeless people in the country is increasing steadily, especially in the past few years.
Okay, so how many people in Switzerland are homeless?
Well, a couple of years ago, the University of Applied Sciences of Northwestern Switzerland did the first ever study on homelessness in the country and estimated that in 2022, about 2,200 people in Switzerland spent their nights in the streets or in emergency shelters. And a similar study mandated by the city of Geneva counted about 730 homeless people in the canton in 2023.
Okay, now, as it turns out, Geneva is actually the Swiss city with the most homeless people per inhabitant.
Yes, the study estimates that for every 100,000 inhabitants in Geneva, there are 210 homeless people. And that compares to other Swiss cities, for example, Zurich, as almost seven times more. So there's almost seven times more homeless people in Geneva per inhabitant than there are in Zurich. In general, there are more homeless people per inhabitant in Swiss Romande compared to the German-speaking part of Switzerland.
Okay, that's an interesting difference. Can it be explained?
Well, yes, it seems it has something to do with the demographics that are particular in Geneva and to a lesser degree in Lausanne. In general, an important percentage of the homeless population in Switzerland have no residency permit or are so-called sans-papiers, and Geneva and Lausanne have a higher percentage of such sans-papiers in their population, because among the sans-papiers you find many persons from Northern Africa, for example, who tend to gravitate towards the French-speaking cities because they speak the language and because of larger pre-existing diaspora in cities like Geneva and Lausanne. In the German-speaking parts of Switzerland, a higher percentage of the homeless population are local residents.
Okay, so the reasons that lead to homelessness in Switzerland, because I mean, Switzerland is a fairly wealthy country, I think we can agree. So, so why do we have this homeless problem?
Well, of course, there are many different reasons on an individual level, right, that can lead to homelessness. It can be breakups, a divorce, getting fired from a job, a mental breakdown. And if then at that particular moment, the social safety net doesn't work, or because for some reason, people can't rely on their social network and relationships, then it can happen that they end up in the streets. What certainly contributes to the crisis is the high and increasing cost of living in Switzerland. That might be why some immigrants end up homeless, because they don't have the necessary financial means to be housed or to afford housing on the free market. And the housing crisis that affects all cities across Switzerland and in Geneva, and Geneva in particular, certainly also doesn't help.
Yes, I've made the point before here on WRS, which homelessness is something that can happen to anybody at any time, and we should always be aware of that,
yes, I
think. Now, there are some ideas out there as to how Switzerland could, in fact, better help those who find themselves without somewhere to live.
Yes, so Eva Gammenthaler, a social worker from Bern, interviewed on the issue by the news platform Swiss Info, says the country should move away from its control-based approach and towards a housing-first approach. So basically, the current approach of the Swiss authorities is that before you get any help for housing, you have to jump through many bureaucratic hoops, right, to prove that you actually have the right to it. With the housing first, you get, well, as the name says, housing first with no conditions attached, and only in a second step is it checked which social assistance a person is actually entitled to.
Okay, now, has there been any trials with this housing first approach?
Yes, Basel is the first Swiss city that launched such a pilot project in 2020 after the city's voters accepted a popular initiative for the right to housing. And in the summer of last year, the Basel government actually decided to invest 4.6 million francs to acquire or even build a house that would accommodate people who are homeless. So Basel there is on the avant-garde, say, in terms of dealing with homelessness in Switzerland.
I know it's always that problem, isn't it, where someone might find themselves without somewhere to live. And then other factors come into play, like they try and then get benefits or get help and they say, what's your address? Well, I don't have one.
Exactly.
They try and get a mobile phone. Where do you live? Well, I don't live anywhere. It's a lot of these problems. If you don't have an address, it just has many more problems than other than just spending the night on the streets alone. It's just, you know, it's just a problem that builds on itself, isn't it, really?
A chain okay. of problems.
Exactly. Right, anyway, Dario, we shall leave it there for now. Thanks very much indeed. Now, it's Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so, of course, which is on our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.